Welcome to day two of 40 Days with Jesus, as we look at the encounters that Jesus had with people after his resurrection. In John chapter 20 and verse 1, we read, "Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance." While it was still dark. It's quite a significant phrase, that, isn't it? But I wonder if she saw that there would be light at the end of the tunnel. Of course, darkness and light are very key themes for the Gospel writer John. If you go back to John chapter 1, you'll see he starts with this whole concept of light coming into the world. But here, in this particular moment, it's still dark. And Mary doesn't really know how long this tunnel is until the light will come. I guess for all of us, we've been in times, and perhaps right now, particularly, there are trials when it does seem dark. Those trials can vary in nature and length. Sometimes financial pressures come, and maybe some of you are experiencing that now, and you don't know quite what the end result is going to be. Maybe ill health, or maybe relational conflict as well. Our hope is, of course, that they will end quickly, and that the light will come and shine again into that dark place that we find ourselves in. But I wonder how long Mary thought the darkness was going to last. Not just the physical darkness until the sun came up that day, but also the darkness of being separated from Jesus. You might want to take some time to have a look through John's Gospel in particular, to look at this idea of light and darkness. But the one thing we know, of course, is that on this resurrection day, on this first day of the week, the light did come, and Mary's life was flooded with this light that overcame the darkness. For Mary, the shocking events of the torture and crucifixion and burial of Jesus would have plunged her into a very dark tunnel. It's hard to imagine now putting ourselves back to that first day when it looked like hope had vanished and that light was gone completely. Her light, the one who had freed her from the powers of darkness, was now dead and seemingly defeated. It seemed like the dark side had won. May also be that she was fearful that, having been herself once gripped by the powers of darkness before she met Jesus, that her life would go back to that place again. There was fear and anxiety. Yet by the time Mary arrived at the tomb, everything had changed from what she was expecting. Not only had the literal darkness of the early morning disappeared with the rising of the sun, but the heavy stone that had been placed to seal Jesus' dead body inside the dark tomb had been rolled away. Now, although neither Mary nor we as readers know the full implications of this, John is giving us the first indication that something momentous has happened, that the long tyranny of darkness was finally over, and that Jesus, the light and the life of the world, had triumphed, a fact that Mary confirmed when she met the risen Jesus. The triumph of light over darkness is good news, not just for Mary, but for the whole of humanity. Each of us can now live in the light of Jesus' earlier promises when he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." It may be you're not yet a follower of Jesus and you're aware of things that are having a bad effect on your life and your relationships. Maybe for those of us who are following Jesus, the complexity of the current situation and the restrictions we're facing means that we're put into situations that are again raising the darkness level in our life as well. If so, I want you to take heart today, because the resurrection of Jesus, the darkness has gone, the light has come, and a new day has dawned. Jesus really is alive, so you and I can be totally free. The light has overcome the darkness, and the world was never the same again. Let me pray. Jesus, I believe that you are the light of the world, and I take hold of the promise that I never have to walk in darkness when I'm following you. Thank you for calling me out of darkness and into your wonderful light. And today I reject any lie that may try to convince me that my breakthrough is not possible or will not be long-lasting. Freedom from sin and darkness is mine through Jesus Christ. I know that your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. So please, through the presence of your Spirit, direct my steps and show me how to walk in the light. Lead me into freedom and keep me there. Amen. As you prayed that prayer, I hope that you experienced again the light of life that comes with Jesus. Let me just leave you with a few questions to think about today. Can you think of moments in your life when you were moved from darkness into light? What were the events leading up to that point? Take some time to thank God for his grace towards you during those times, and to be confident that his grace is sufficient for this time of need as well. Are there any areas of your life where you know that you are still living in darkness? Ask God to shed his light upon them and set you free. And may each of us today and every day let the light of Jesus shine through us brighter and brighter to bring hope to the people we live with, the people that we contact, and to the neighbourhood that we live in. God bless you today. Look forward to catching up with you again tomorrow for day 3 of the 40 days with Jesus.